Yeah, right now he's having a really good year, and hopefully continue to get better. Things much improved over last year, not just because of the numbers, but I've really been impressed the way he's been practicing, the work that he's put in. When it comes to game day, you know, he's has an opportunity on some of these rushes that he's had where he's been able to finish the rush. Also, when you look at his production that he's had on the quarterback is not only there have been sacks, there have been caused fumble. I think he's got more than anybody in the NFL, but it shows me that he's playing very, very smart and physical. He has ball awareness. And last week it was a great one where the ball, you know, he stripped the ball and it bounced right up to him and he was able to score with it. So from that standpoint, we're really pleased. And like I said, hopefully he can continue to improve.
What are the nuances? I know, you know, on that side where they got the big, massive tackle, you got to end with them over there, but what does he have to kind of deal
with? Well, their line is really big across the board. Right now, I think they're number four in the National Football running the football, you know, and they're big and they're massive. And what they do is they do the same thing over and over and over again, and that's why they're good at it. Like I think overall they're averaging about 136 yards a game. I think there's only been three teams that they have played this year that kept them under 100 yards, you know. And not only is their up front guys really big and physical, you know, and they're well coached. The thing is, too, the running back, Carlos is a beast. Okay, I've been really impressed with him. I think last week he had a ton of yards, 170 something yards. But I'll tell you what makes him is their running back coach and I coached together at the 49ers and at the Lions. Tom Rathman, who played in the league, you guys might know him, and you can see his players play with his personality, and they play hard and they're tough. And like I said, it'd be a hard, you know, hard game for us. We've got to do a great job of not only gap controlling, but getting off of blocks, and we must tackle well. I mean, these running backs, and it's just not him. They can break tackles. Also, it's a threat with the quarterback. He's a run threat, which we all know that, and he's having a great year so far. The games that he's played in, and I think he's averaging about 7 yards a crack every time he touches the ball. So overall, we'll have our hands full come Sunday.
Is it a pistol, shotgun, a read option, or just a mixture?
They're mainly a shotgun. You know, they run some pistol. I'll defer pistol to the quarterbacks and gun, but the back is behind them. They do some of that, and they do some where the back is offset, and they do their whole game out of that. Very little did you ever see them underneath center, and that's with any personnel package that they have. So they're good. They're going to be – also that's a up-tempo offense, which we all know with the head coach runs. And like I said, it'll be a great challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Anything else, guys?
Coach, who do you think among your guys is playing the run the best right now?
Who is playing the run the best? You know what? I don't look just like, hey, you know, Grady jumps out at you with his quickness and his leverage. He's playing well. I think Vic Beasley's done a wonderful job. It goes back to a couple weeks ago. I think it was Kansas City. They ran a play where he was able to tackle blocks down. He was able to spill it, not only spill it, make the play. You know, there's several guys. And anytime it's not one guy that stops a run. It takes a full package to be able to do that. And especially everybody thinks, okay, you play 8 in the box defense and that's the reason why you can play good defense. And that's not necessarily true, because if they can split you, it's not like playing split safety defense where you got two center fielders back there, you have one. So that's why we emphasize, you know, technique, fundamentals and effort and running to the ball. But overall this, you know, we've got to play it better. You know what I mean? We've got to do a lot of things better. That's what we're striving for each week.
Coach, before those big sack numbers started to pile up over the last 6-7 weeks, did you see something in him different at the outset this year that you maybe?
Well, let's go back when our organization evaluated him. You know, we took him in the first round, like I said before, a year ago, and I saw a lot of similarities to Von Miller. When you look at the numbers and stuff, Von's a little different in his lower body, a little thicker, but he had the great quickness and the get-off, and it's really interesting now. They both become pretty good friends, and they're both even in terms of their numbers. But overall, I knew he would come, have a great season this year. He's worked hard this offseason, spent a lot of time, and I think what's happening, he understands – the speed and the tempo of the game. And I think also having, you know, a veteran player like Dwight around, I think that's – I said this a couple weeks ago. I think he's very contagious for our group, just not for Vic, but what he does, he's a pro. He knows how to study. He knows how to put the time in. He knows what to look for. And I think anytime you have a veteran guy in that room that helps like that, I think that also helps you. But he's playing really, really hard. And, you know, and I've been really pleased with his performance so far this year.